Hello. Thank you for joining with me again this morning. It's morning for me anyway. We're looking at another aspect of the birth of Jesus, and I've entitled this little session Identification and Prophetic Validation. So the text is found in Luke 2, verse 22. And it reads, "When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him," that's the child, "up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." 8 days after his birth, the child was circumcised according to the law of Moses. This was an incredibly important feature of Jewish life. It was a seal and sign of the covenant between God and his people. It was done either by the local priest, or it could have been done by Joseph himself. There was also a double identification going on here. The child was being identified by receiving a personal name, and he was also being identified with the nation of Israel. Luke recorded that at the end of 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus. Identification is a deep issue for all of us. We need to know who we are and who we belong to. Heaven was also making a statement. He who had created all things was being born under the law. The Apostle Paul put it this way: "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." Eugene Peterson in The Message put it this way: "God sent his Son, born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law." In a nutshell, the child had come to where they were. He was born into their captivity. Just over 3 weeks later, Joseph and Mary left the house to go up to Jerusalem for two reasons. The first was to bring an offering for Mary's cleansing, and the second was to dedicate their firstborn child to the Lord. All this was done according to the law. As it was taking place in the temple, two remarkable things happened. Two people approached the couple with words of prophetic significance. The first was Simeon, a godly man who was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's how Luke put it. It was a colloquial expression that signified the waiting for the appearance of the Messiah. Simeon was also a man of the Spirit, having received revelation by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until his own eyes had seen the Messiah for himself. You can see that in Luke chapter 2, verse 26. On the day that Joseph and Mary walked into the temple carrying the child, Simeon felt the stirrings of the Spirit and made his own way in. It was a divine connection. Simeon took the child in his arms, excuse me, gave thanks to God for the fulfillment of his word to him, and then spoke a substantial prophetic word over Jesus. He firstly prayed, "Lord, Now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. He then said to Mary, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. It will be a sword that will pierce through your own soul too, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Bracketed in that word was a warning to Mary that her obedience to the Lord was going to bring profound pain to her in years to come. Obedience to God can be like that. Obedience is not always easy. The second person to approach was an old woman called Anna. Widowed for decades, she had practically lived in the temple and was a woman of deep prayer. She came up to the couple and began to give thanks to God for what he had done and for what she was seeing in this child. Her profound prayer life had wrought a sensitivity in her to what God was doing. Prayer also can be like that. Prayer opens us up to seeing and understanding the activity of God. Here's our thought. Being in the will of God is totally fulfilling, but it is costly. It involves a cross. And so we pray, Lord, help me to follow you wherever it leads me and whatever it costs. Amen. Thank you for listening. You take care out there.